Aren't you excited to be in God's house this morning? You know, of all the Sundays, of all the times we ought to be excited, it ought to be today. Amen? Just think about it. You would not be here if it wasn't for what Jesus did on the cross and rose on the third day. It's an exciting day for believers, I tell you. We celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, what a happy day it is. You know, if you can't be happy today, you're just not going to be happy. If you're not excited today, you're not going to be excited. You know, because we would not be here. It's the good news that we talk about. It's the good news that we preach. It's the good news that we tell our friends about what has happened to us. It's what is so exciting. Jesus has risen. You know, victory. He has victory over death. You know, just a few days ago, a long time ago, the disciples, say around Thursday and Friday, they were so discombobulated. They were sad. They felt guilty. They didn't know what to do. They were upset, and they were filled with a lot of fear and a lot of apprehension. But Sunday hadn't came yet. The devil, he was laughing. He thought he had victory. He goes, "Woo! Boy, I nailed that sucker to the cross, and he's dead, and there's nobody going to follow him anymore." But Sunday hadn't came yet. I'm telling you, there was people weeping, gnashing of the teeth, crying because they lost their Lord. But Sunday hadn't came yet. This is a celebration day that we have, y'all. You know, I want to read you a story. It starts in the account of Matthew in 28. It's one of my favorite ones to tell the story of his resurrection. It's Matthew 28, starting with verse 1. We're going to read through 10. Early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to visit the tomb. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone, and sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a dead faint. Who wouldn't? Man, I mean, here are these guys. They're not expecting anything. They've been up all night long, and all of a sudden they hear this loud noise and feel the earthquake, the ground shaking, and they look up, and there's an angel sitting there, sitting on the stone. What would you do? Man, I'm telling you, they were so fearful that they passed out. Then the angel spoke to the women. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I know who you're looking for. He was crucified. He isn't here. He's risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come see where his body was lying. And now go quickly and tell the disciples that he has risen from the dead and he's going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Remember what I've told you." The women ran quickly from the tomb. They were very frightened, and they were filled with great joy, and they rushed to give the disciples the angel's message. And as they went, Jesus met them and greeted them. And they ran to him and grasped his feet and worshipped him. And he said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go tell my brothers to leave for Galilee, and they will see me there." Man, what a scene that was. Oftentimes I wished I could have just been there to see that one thing, that one event happen. But Jesus said, you know, "You guys believe because you see me. You see all this stuff happening." He said, "But blessed are those that are coming that believe by faith." By faith. They believe by faith that I was raised from the dead. They didn't see it, but they still know it. in their heart. They know it to be true. You know, while the women were on their way to tell the disciples, some of the guards went to tell the priest what had happened. They were so afraid of what had happened, they would not go to the Roman, their Roman officers. They weren't going to do it. So they ran and hid to the priest and said, told him what happened. And they said, all right, look, guys, this is what you're going to do. He said, you're going to lie and say that the disciples overpowered you and just took Jesus. And they said, okay, we'll tell that story. We can do it. And they paid him. And he said, tell them that you fell asleep while on duty. Fall asleep. You know, what guards would fall asleep knowing that their life depended on it? If they closed their eyes for just a minute and their officer saw it, it was a death penalty for them. So these guys weren't asleep, but you know, people buy these stupid lies, don't they? They'd rather believe something stupid and ridiculous than to believe about what happened to Jesus. You know, I was reading about in one of the other books, I think it was Mark, where the disciples heard the women's story and they doubted them. Men never doubt women, do they? Never. They're always right. Right? All guys do this. They're always right. These women have seen it, and these guys are going, are you sure? You know, are you really sure that's what you saw? You know, it was early that morning, and y'all were out of wind from walking that long way. Y'all are out of shape. Did I say that out loud? I didn't mean to say that. But Jesus told them and said, go back and tell them and tell the disciples to meet me there. Meet me in the mountains and I'll see them there. I want us to look in Matthew 28, 18 through 20. This is when Jesus was with the guys, with his brothers. And this is what we're really all about as Christians. When you hear this, this is what Christianity is supposed to be. Jesus came and told his disciples, I've been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all my commands I have given you, and be sure of this, that I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Go and make disciples, and baptizing them, and teaching them to do everything that I taught you to do. You know, it's not for us to just sit in a pew. I just feel like that if Jesus really wanted us just to come to church, fill this barn up, and just sit in a chair or in a pew, he would have put down here in his command, go to church and sit in a pew. And get all you can get on that day. And don't think about me the rest of the week. Don't go and tell any of your friends. Don't go tell your family what you know to be true. Don't do that. Just be a sponge. Suck in what you can get and be, I'm so excited. Praise Jesus, I got to go to church on Sunday. Yeah. Jesus commanded us to go and to tell all the cowboys we know, and that's all, right? It doesn't say that. It says everyone. To go and tell everyone about him and what he's done for us. Well, what has he done for you? Maybe that's the problem. For so long during my life, I didn't do what I was supposed to do. I did not go out and tell people and witness about Christ. Because I don't know if it was bashful. I think it was more I was lazy. Because I didn't want to put myself out there because I did not want them to think, oh, he thinks he's better than I am. That guy right there, he thinks he's Mr. Goody. And I wanted to fit in. Guys, I want to tell you something. if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you are not going to fit in. You're going to stick out like a sore thumb. You're not going to be part of this world. You're separate. He has taken you and pulled you out. Now, can you be friends with a non-believer? What? Yeah. That's what it's all about. That day-to-day thing. But not being judgmental or judging them for what they do or don't do. That's what I did. I thought, if they're not doing everything I'm doing, then they're not doing the right thing. Anybody else have that thought in their head? That's what I was thinking. It says we're supposed to go out and get close to plumbers and carpenters, hairstylists, electricians. I got it wrote down because I want to make sure I hit everybody. Mechanics, police officers, firemen, secretaries, office managers, salesmen. You know, business owners, stall muckers, day hands, ranchers, everybody. Yeah, Dr. Tate. And yes, the cowboy and the cowgirls is out there. You know, we've accepted this free gift of eternal life that he gave us by rising from the dead. And we're supposed to share it, what we have, with others. Not sit on our derriere, excuse my French, here in this building. The work is not in here. The work is out there. So the fields are white for us out there. That means that there's so many people out there that need love. They need to know that God loves them and that you love them. There's so many people out there that just need an encouraging word. Something good said. That shows that someone in this world cares about them. To share what Jesus has done for us and what he can do for them. You know, it's time for us to get out of our little circle here, out of our little comfort zone that we have, and tell others about our mighty, our powerful, our gracious, and our ever-loving Lord. Amen? Woo! Jesus is alive and well today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for what you did for us. Because we would not be here if it wasn't for him. Amen? Remove your covers, guys. Let's go before the throne. Woo, Lord. We come to you this morning so thankful. So thankful that you died for us, that you loved us enough, Lord, unconditionally, that you loved us so much that you were willing to lay down your life for us so that we could have eternity, that we could have eternal life, that we could have the love that you share with us every single day, every moment of the day, and have your protection. The battle is still going on, Lord, but we know that you've already won the war. It's already been defeated. I just pray if there's someone here today, Lord, that maybe is visiting, that doesn't know you, maybe it's someone that's been coming, Lord, they don't know you as their Lord and Savior, before they leave today, they'd accept you and believe. Lord, there might be someone here that's just got off on the wrong trail. They're yours. And they love you and you love them. But somewhere along the line, Lord, they let sin get in their life and they've wandered off into a trail. And they're just hanging out there, Lord. I just pray, Father, that you just whistle at them. Holler at them. Blow the horn. Get them to turn around and repent and come back to you. Father, it's not enough that we're just here and loving each other this morning. If we're not going out and telling others about what we have, I pray you'd give us the courage. You'd give us an opportune time to tell someone about you. We love you, Lord. We thank you again. Thank you so much for what you did on the cross. And thank you so much that you blasted that tomb wide open and came out. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Woo! If you're visiting here this morning, We want to say welcome to Common Ground Cowboy Church. We've got a lot of people here that love the Lord, including this guy right here. Wendell, no, I mean, I was looking at Wendell when I said that. Excuse me, Brad. We want to welcome you to Common Ground Cowboy Church, and if you're looking for a church home, we hope, I know that's bad, I shouldn't have done that. But you're just a terror, aren't you? Yeah. Okay. Like I said, if you're looking for a church home, consider Common Ground Cowboy Church, okay? Y'all have a blessed day. I ask God to bless you wherever you go this week. Whatever trail he sends you down, that he'll be with you. God bless y'all.